Welcome to Maseches Bava Kama, Parakhes Mishnah Beis, Chapter 8, Mishnah 2. This Mishnah follows on the heels of the previous Mishnah that taught us that if a person damages another person, he has to pay for five things, as the Mishnah will explain. Zechaymer Ba'adam Yibishar, says the Mishnah, this is a stringency when it comes to a human being damaging a person, Mibishar, than when a ox damages a person. Sha'adam Mishalim Nezek Tzari Poishavis Luboishas. If a person damages another person, he pays for the damage, the pain, the doctor bills, the disability, and the embarrassment. Similarly, there's a concept which you see in the fifth parak, where if, let's say, somebody damages a woman and he causes her to miscarry, there's a special formula for having to pay for the value of the vladis of the unborn children. However, vishar, let's say an ox damages somebody, you don't pay anything besides for the actual damage. You're exempt from paying for the value of the unborn children. Let's see Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. Hamaka es oven ves imai. Somebody who hits his father or his mother, and he does not make a chabura. That means he doesn't make an actual wound. If somebody wounds his parents, then there's a punishment of death, and there'd be no payment, because we know kamle b'dirab minei, when there's a death penalty and there's also payment, you only get the more stringent of the two, which is the death, but a person does not pay for the penalties. Or if somebody wounds his friend on Yom Kippur, where there's no punishment in the hands of Bezdin, one who violates Yom Kippur only gets kares, death in the hands of Hashem. Chayev Bekulon, he has to pay for all five things, Nezek, Tzar, Ripo, Yisheves, and Boishes, because there is no Kamli Ramin, as we just indicated, you don't get the stricter punishment, at least in the hands of the court. Hachayev Bebed Ivri, if somebody wounds a Jewish servant, Chayev Bekulon, he has to pay for all five, Chutz min Hasheves, except for disability. This is talking about, says the Mishnah, Bezman Shehu Shaloi, when the servant belongs to him. So if so, yeah, the fact that there's disability here doesn't impact anyone besides him himself, so he obviously doesn't have to pay for it. If somebody wounds a Canaanite servant, a non-Jewish servant of another Jewish person, Chayev Bekulon, he has to pay all five of these things. Rabbi Huda disagrees and says you only pay four, because Ein Lavadim Boishes, servants are not in the category of Boishes, of embarrassment. However, the Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim say that since he's obligated in mitzvahs like a woman, therefore we consider him like a Jewish person, and therefore one has to pay Boishes for him as well, embarrassment for him as well. Let's see Mishnah Dalid, Mishnah 4. Cheresh Shoita V'Katan, a deaf mute, somebody who is mentally incapable, or a child, damages that involve them, encounters with them, ra'a is bad for the fellow. You lose always. Says the Mishnah, chayvel ben chayv. If one wounds them, you have to pay all five things. V'heim shachalu la'cherim b'turin. But if they wound somebody else, they don't pay for anything. They're not liable for their actions since they're not considered mentally competent. Ha'eved ve'alisha piki yasan ra. A servant and a woman similarly, also, getting involved with them, wounding them, is bad for you. Ha'chayvel ben chayv. If someone wounds them, they're liable. V'heim shachalu la'cherim b'turin. But if they wound somebody else, they're potter. Why is that? Because they don't have anything to pay from. The Eved, everything that he owns, belongs to his master. And the woman, all of her property is mishubad. It is considered on a lien to her husband. Says the Mishnah, nevertheless, al misham l'acharzman. However, a woman is going to be obligated afterwards at some point if she no longer has her husband involved. As the Mishnah says, niskar shal isha, if her husband is divorced, nishtachrer ha'eved, or if let's say the servant is freed, then chayavim l'shalim, then they have to pay for the wounding that they did before the divorce or before the freedom. Wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful upcoming week.